Bauman and Giddens are in the studio. This is Bauman's segment. And, you know, we've already played Mad Libs. We've already said, what would you do in this case? I have no idea. Where are we going with this?
Some Gen Z slang.
Oh,
we talked about it last year. I gave you some few words like we said bussin', the Rizzler. He was the Radio Alabama Rizzler.
Radio Alabama Rizzler.
How many of these did I actually?
I am Riz.
Hold on. How many of these did I actually get right?
I think like two or three, actually. You did pretty good.
I am Riz. That's what you said. I am Riz.
Wow. All right, where are we going?
You want the first one?
I don't count me. I'm not going to get any of them right, so.
Aura.
Aura?
Aura.
Aura.
Do you want me to, like, make a sentence with that?
No, give me a definition. What do you think it means?
You know, I have the instinction sometimes to go to Burger King or I go to McDonald's.
Huh?
He says aura like that. Or I go to McDonald's.
Aura.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go to Burger King or I go to McDonald's.
That's not even close.
That is a... No.
Starts with an
What if you said aura farming? Do you think that would help?
Aura farming?
Yeah.
I don't think farming I know is plowing.
Does David aura farm at work?
Absolutely.
Aura. You know what? Aura is French for hour.
No.
It is. You better check it.
You want to know the definition, David? The real definition?
Yeah.
It's used to compliment someone's ability, perceived power, or sense of coolness and mystery.
Which means absolutely nothing here at Radio Alabama Sports
Center. I give you it in a sentence, too. Did you see Steph Curry's clutch shot last night? He's got crazy aura.
Crazy aura.
I can give you a sentence, too. We can go to Popeye's Chicken, or we can go to KFC.
There's no aura when you're with Giddens.
Well,
it's both.
It is. Well, you're right. It's both. All right, so is it his turn now, or have I got to do all these?
I mean, we can switch, or y'all can do.
I think David should do all of them.
Yeah, you
I'm
would.
I'm more likely to get it right.
Okay, caught in 4K.
Say that again.
Caught in 4K.
Giddens, what is that? I have no idea.
You know what 4K is, right?
Four. Say that again.
4K.
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 Caught in 4K.
Yeah, I gave it to her because it was 4K.
What?
Her name was K. I gave it to her because it was 4K.
You know, like, I mean, high definition, the next 4K. Levels.
Y'all are asking me questions that I'm answering. We go to the one street or we go to the other. I gave it to her because it was 4K. Her name was K. What else do you want?
No, it's someone caught in the act of something compromising.
That's Giddens every time he goes into a restaurant.
He thought he could get away with lying, but we have him caught in 4K.
Caught in 4K.
Caught in 4K.
He's going to start using that now. Giddens, I caught you in 4K in the bathroom.
I'm not going to say. I'm just going to say, you were lying, dude.
Oh, they don't have to be saying anything to be caught in 4K.
What? You?
It's visual.
You were lying,
dude. You can catch Giddens in the fridge in there eating something in the fridge.
So if he's eating slaw, I could say Giddens is...
Yeah, that was
got caught in 4K.
If you saw me enjoying slaw, I'm caught in 4K.
Caught in... Now, is 4K the same as the 4K that's on my TV?
Yeah.
That's what it means.
See, y'all didn't explain that before you asked the question. I would have answered correctly.
Next up is cooked.
Oh, that's easy. I cooked some shrimp last night.
He's cooked on this one.
What? What else could that be?
Something or someone that is done, exhausted, or doomed.
Yeah.
I was up all night but didn't get even halfway through the study guide. I'm cooked.
Listen, Celia Giddens cannot get enough stuff fixed for Michael to eat because she is cooked.
She's cooked.
he's getting it.
Between Shepherd and I, she is cooked.
She's cooked.
She's cooked.
You didn't even involve Shepherd. She's cooked with you.
Flex.
Flex and
flex.
Flex. Oh, I can flex. I got a pretty good build.
That's not what that means.
It is what it means to me.
It means to flaunt or brag about something.
Yeah, I'm flaunting about my body.
He's flexing with those new kicks.
I'm flexing with my guns here, you know?
That's the literal term, though. We're talking about the Gen Z
Y'all didn't make that clear before you said...
He said it's Gen Z slang.
I'm not Gen Z.
That's the point.
So why would I know any of these?
KJ's close enough to Gen Z.
If I'm flexed...
Does KJ not say any of this?
No. He talks to me in a normal tone and voice. Thank you.
Are you saying Gen Z people aren't normal?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I think David should let them cook then.
Yeah, let them cook.
You know what
yeah.
let them cook means?
I let them cook every night. They don't clean up their mess.
That's not what let them cook means.
Well, we just answered cook.
Listen, you can answer as many things you want to. This new...
Isn't it interesting
this how... This new dialect is not for the aged. Okay?
Gen Z took a word, and they're saying the same word, but it's the opposite meaning based on present, present tense or past tense.
Would it be future tense, though, with let them cook? Like, you're let...
Or are they... I guess they're not cooking.
Yeah.
But it can also be cooking.
Okay. So let me see if I get this right. If you and I and Giddens go to a buffet.
Yeah.
At a restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm done. You're done. We're getting up to leave. And I look at him and he's still eating. And I look at you and say, just let him cook.
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of, yeah. You're trusting.
Thank you. I finally got through to you.
It means trusting someone's abilities and giving them the freedom to handle things their own way.
Yeah. Thank you. He's handling it his own way. He's going to eat himself into an early grave.
But you could also see that happening and look at Alex and say, we're cooked.
No.
He look at the people that run the buffet and say, you're cooked.
Yeah, you're cooked. No. Yeah.
I tell him that when he comes in the door.
Close the door, lock the
door. Close the door, lock it, don't let him in.
Turn out the lights.
You know, we went to a local establishment the other day, and they told him he couldn't come in.
Rent free, David.
Rent free?
Yeah.
I have two that's doing that now.
It's not what it means.
look, what can it mean other than somebody's hooching off of you?
Obsessing over something or someone, living inside someone's head.
Inside their head?
Yeah.
Oh, so
like Auburn fans live rent free in Alabama fans' heads.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That ain't getting it.
Do you get it? Does it make sense?
No. Absolutely.
Is this segment living rent free in your head right now?
I think David's an unk.
Oh no.
You know what an unk is, David?
Yeah, an uncle.
That's pretty much what it is.
Uncle.
It's used to refer to a cool millennial uncle or to refer slightly older people in general.
I'm an uncle. I got a niece and a nephew.
But if there was like a teenager that came in here, they could call Giddens an unk.
They would 100% call me an unk.
Why? Because you eat a lot?
No, because I am an older age person.
I would be Papa then. Because I'm older than you.
Great unk.
It'd be like if Giddens started talking about some movie or something from the 2000s to a kid that was born in 2015?
Yeah, they'd be like, that's unk right there.
Yeah, y'all are just way out there.
You got a whip, David?
I ain't gonna tell you what a wheel whip.
No, a whip.
A whip.
A whip.
Yeah, I mean.
We all got whips.
Yeah, we all got whips outside.
You don't want me to use it on you either.
No, David.
No, you've literally... We've both used the whip today.
Together. It's a car.
A whip is a car.
Yeah, it's a car.
Especially one that's stylish.
Yeah, we got the Radio Alabama whip going.
Why can't you just say you got a car? Now, let me go down here to the local establishment this Saturday and tell this guy at the dealership that I want a new whip.
He'll know what you're saying.
No, he'll whip my ass is what he'll do. And I mean, come on.
He's going to car your ass?
Well, you said that, not me. I'm going in there telling him I'm going to whip. I'm going to go in there and tell him I want a car.
What about gas?
Gas? Giddens has got that every time.
Gas goes in the whip.
No. Gas goes in a car.
No.
You whip something and gas comes out of it.
No, the gas is describing something as cool, dope, or awesome. If you're gassing someone, it means you're hyping them up or giving support.
Let me tell you something. The gas that comes out of him is not hip, dope, or it smells like crap.
I believe I've heard the youngin say he's cooking with gas.
Yeah.
So what does that mean to you?
Cooking with gas means when you're at home, you either got a stove that's got two ways of getting electric. You either got an electrical stove or a gas stove. Gas heat is much quicker. I've got a gas hot water heater. It's much quicker getting the water hotter.
Last one, David.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Mid.
Mid?
Mid.
No, there's got to be at least one more in there.
No, there's one more.
This segment is mid.
That's right.
Something mid is average or even below average or quality.
I thought it was done. That's why I said this segment is done.
You want to know the sentence it gave me?
Yeah.
Honestly, the options at the buffet were pretty mid. I was expecting more for the price we paid.
No, that's not true. Buffets are never mid.
Buffets for you are whipped.
Buffets are cooked.
No, buffets are whipped because they're not getting their money's worth off you.
David, I got one more for you, actually.
Oh, Lord. You said that just a minute ago.
No, I forgot this one. 6'7".
6'7".
6'7". You do this with your hands.
6'7".
6'7". No.
No?
That's just juggling balls. I mean, seriously, that's what a clown does in the circus.
What is the definition of 6'7"?
Yeah, when I do this and say 6'7", what does that mean to you?
No, wait a minute. Don't use your hands and just ask me what 6'7" is.
What does 6'7" mean?
What is 6'7"? 8's next.
But 8, 7, 8, 9.
Well, I mean, you asked. I told you. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, however high you can count. 6'7" means nothing to me.
Good. It means nothing to anybody else.
Good. You actually got it right.
Other than the fact that 8 is next. And 5 was where you cut off before you said 6.
I want you to go up to Jeremy Law and do 6'7" to him and see what he does.
I will not do those hand gestures.
You have to.
No, not to him.
What?
Not to any man. What? Sorry.
You do it to a woman, though?
Maybe.
Why would you do that to a woman?
Hey, she might like it.
We walk up to her and go 6.
And then she might slap the devil out of me, too. You know, have you ever heard bejesus?
Yeah.
She might just slap the bejesus out of me. That's Gen Z slang.
No, that's old people slang. No, that's old. That's yapping.
The old people just slap the taste out of your mouth. All right. Is this over?
Yeah.
Thank God.
No, but I guarantee you by next week there'll be like 10 new terms.
Yeah.
We're mid.